At the sound of the automatic electronic time tone in Miami, exactly 6 p.m.
You did it!
Look, skyrockets! Trumpets!
It's 5:60 p.m., and you've just hit the listening jackpot, for you're tuned to 560 on your radio, Radio 1, the new W2AM, with the best in music and instantaneous news coverage. All of
my love. Once again, there, hi, and welcome back into our Top 40 show, the third and final hour rolling your way right now, down to about 7 o'clock tonight. Getting us underway, our song number 14, The Crickets, and one titled, Oh Boy.
Paquin Silk and Satin Lotion for the all-over beauty of your skin.
Silk and satin. You'll see new youthful beauty from the lanolin in this softening lotion. Silk and satin.
Only Paquin Silk and Satin Lotion is made to satinize every inch of skin. It's so rich in lanolin and contains a special humectant to refresh and moisturize your skin. Yes, Paquin Silk and Satin Lotion soothes and satinizes every inch of skin.
Silk and satin.
Right you are. Downtown Miami under partly cloudy skies now, 62 degrees at 3 1/2 minutes after 6 o'clock. What say you? We go right on down our musical line toward the song number one. Number 13, and here's Pat Boone to sing April Love. Beautifully done. This week's number 13 song, Pat Boone, Billy Vaughn in the background, and this one, of course, titled April Love. You know, coming your way tonight at 7 o'clock is that ever-loving happy show, Rhythm at Random, the Jerry Wichner Show. Right now, we have for you downtown Miami, 56% humidity, the wind south 8 miles per hour, and currently 62 degrees.
Now, from the Herald Sports Desk, the results of the 8th and 9th races from Hialeah, brought to you by Austin Burke, Florida's largest quality clothier at 608 Lincoln Road.
The 8th race won by Aisha, paying $12.40, $4.10, and $4.80. Corestes paid $3.40 and $3.30 with Willie Hartzack aboard. The other half of the split entry of 1 and 1A, of which the first half won the race, the other half showed Faisha, paying $4.80. In the 9th race, won by Go Forward, paying $8.40, $5.00 even, and $3.90, a winner for Willie Hartzack. Raising Cane paid $14.20 and $7.90, while Bay Look paid $5.50. Repeating the 7th and feature race, the Bahamas $20,000 added handicap, won by Olimar, paying $13.30, $3.20, and $3.10. Kentucky Pride paid $2.20 and $2.40. The other half of the split entry, Temtam, paid $2.20 and $2.40. In attendance at Hialeah this afternoon, 19,639. They bet the mutual handle of $1,813,368.
Listen for the race results again tomorrow night at 5:55, brought to you then by Newport Cigarettes, the smoke with a refreshing hint of mint.
Right now, my good friend, in downtown Miami, we offer you 8 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. On the inside, the old refugee from the Lone Star State, recordially yours, Gene Weed, between now and about 7 o'clock tonight. What are we doing? Surveying the cream of the pop crop. This week at number 12 on WQAM's Top 40 show, Perry Como, the Ray Charles Singers, and Mitchell Ayers Orchestra with Catch a Falling Star. Louis Fishkin, WQAM's secret word for today. Right now, 10 1/2 minutes on the after side of the hour of 6 o'clock. And again, we remind you, coming in your way at 7 o'clock tonight, the happy show, Rhythm at Random, the Jerry Wichner Show. We still have 62 degrees downtown Miami, and Dick Fincher, still the South's largest Oldsmobile dealer. Between now and 7 o'clock tonight, number 11 through number 1. Here's Frankie Avalon and number 11, D.D. Dinah. Song amid our big top 40 for a Wednesday, February 5th, 1958. Frankie Avalon's D.D. Dinah. Downtown, south of the winds at 8 miles per hour and 62 degrees on the mercury. The weatherman says warmer tonight and tomorrow. Partly cloudy weather will prevail. Lowest tonight about 60 near the bay to 50 in the western suburbs. The high tomorrow, 70 to 73 degrees. Gentle to moderate east to southeast winds, becoming occasionally fresh southerly by sometime tomorrow. Right now, we still have 62 degrees in Miami.
Got a match?
A match for what?
A match for fun and entertainment.
There is no match for the fun and entertainment you'll find at Wilbur Clark's International Casino at Havana's magnificent Hotel Nacional de Cuba, the Hotel of Aristocracy. Nightly on the giant stage of the Casino Parisien, there's a spectacular stage production, and in addition, imagination, you're thrilled to the colorful spectacle of the dancing waters. Now you can combine the joy of a visit to Old Spain with the excitement of Wilbur Clark's Desert Inn of Las Vegas. United States or Canadian citizens never need passports, so plan your trip to Wilbur Clark's International Casino today. Phone your travel agent for reservations. Havana is just minutes away from Miami by air, with planes leaving almost every hour. The hotel's famous shopping arcade has many bargains that you can bring back with you duty-free. So join in the excitement at Wilbur Clark's International Casino at Havana's Hotel Nacional de Cuba, the Las Vegas of the Caribbean.
Headlining the parade of stars this week is Katina Ranieri in the Katina Ranieri Show. And for your reservations at the luxurious Hotel Nacional de Cuba, phone Franklin 1-6661. Downtown Miami, 14 and one-half minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock in the evening time. Let's have tune number 10. From Miamisburg, Ohio, here they are, those three dolls known as the McGuire Sisters.
Good time, sugar time, sugar time.
Yeah, there we have it. The song we have this week at number 10 on Radio 1's Top 40 Survey, those ever-loving McGuire gals in one titled Sugar Time. Louis Fishkin, WQAM's secret word for today. 17 past the hour of 6 o'clock right now, and don't forget, coming in your way tonight at 10 p.m., the Alan Courtney program. The $25 News Tip Award for this past week goes to Mr. Paul Fleck of 905 Southwest 8th Avenue in Hallandale for his news tip on last Sunday's bus crash on U.S. 1 in Hallandale, which killed three persons. When you find something newsworthy, call Radio 1 News Central at Franklin 46125 and make yourself eligible for the weekly $25 News Tip Award. Down the ladder we go, down toward number one, presenting this week's number nine song, Frank Sinatra to sing All the Way. When... Ladies and gentlemen, there's the gasser himself, Mr. Frank Sinatra, from the motion picture The Joker's Wild, and song number nine this week in Miami, titled All the Way. 62 degrees here in downtown Miami.
What do you do
when your cash is getting mighty, mighty low?
Where do you go
to get a service that is never, never slow?
Who do you see?
The friendly loan man, and get money on your own.
He's the man to know, and a place to go is Friendly City Loan.
You know, good friend, now's the time to get that 1958 budget in shape with a quick cash loan from City Loan. Consolidate those old bills with $25 to $600 from City Loan, and then have just one monthly payment, one convenient place to pay, and a monthly payment up to one-half less than you're now paying. At City Loan, there's a loan plan for everyone, men and women, married or single. So get the cash you want and need right now. Stop in at City Loan at 1378 Northeast 163rd Street in North Miami Beach. Our phone-friendly loan man, Robert H. Bagnell, first, at Wilson 71451 for one trip service. We have 22 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock right now. Coming your way at 5 minutes of 7 o'clock, news that's live, 6:55, Charlie Murdock reporting. Right now, Radio 1's number 8 song of the day, the syllable. More fun than singing, I'll tell you, around here, as down we go the list toward number 1, just passed by a number 8 from a group known as the Silhouettes, one titled Get Yourself a Job. Radio 1 reminds you to pace yourself by the traffic around you. Slow drivers, keep to the right side. Right now, 25 after the hour of 6 o'clock in the evening time, the weedy one on the inside rolling out the cream of the pop crop as we make the yakety-yak betwixt and between now and about 7 p.m. tonight.
Well, you want me, babe?
Here we go now at number 7, George Hamilton IV sings Why Don't They Understand? Number 7 song of the day, George Hamilton IV, and Why Don't They Understand? Right now, 28 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and time to break it wide apart here on Radio 1.
The new WQAM 560. The new WQAM 560. The new WQAM 560. WQAM. Miami.
You're tuned to Radio 1 in Miami, the new WQAM. Survey proved Miami's voice and choice in radio 24 hours of every day.
Hey, what are you laughing about?
I just bought a pair of nationally advertised Rand shoes for men at Marco Shoes, and they feel so wonderful.
In downtown Miami, under partly cloudy skies, currently 62 degrees.
Immediate financing and over $250,000 worth of sparkly new 1958 Chevrolets at Bill Kelly Chevrolet. Your choice of style and equipment, immediate delivery, Bill Kelly Chevrolet. Call now, see the difference in price and the deal you can make with Bill Kelly Chevrolet. Call Franklin 1-3232, Franklin 1-3232, on US 1, next to the Hollywood Dog Track.
All right, there it is, our number 6 offering from Rocky Rickon.
I'm stuttering again. Rockin' Ricky Nelson on this one, our number six offering, title simply Waitin' in School.
You'll set the pace for gracious living.
When you serve premium quality wholesome bread, you're right in style with the new trend to better living.
It's a must on every modern menu.
Wholesome's fresh, distinctive flavor makes all meals taste even better. No wonder so many modern women insist upon wholesome bread.
You'll set the pace for gracious living by serving wholesome bread and giving that extra measure of pleasure to your meal. It's a must on every modern menu. Just serve wholesome bread, and then you'll see the joy you spread with every slice of wholesome bread.
Choose premium quality wholesome bread. It says so much for your good taste.
Serve it with wholesome.
62 degrees downtown Miami under partly cloudy skies, and many warm things are coming for us tomorrow, says the weatherman. A high between 70 and 73 degrees. Right now we have exactly 32 and one half minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and time to move on down the ladder toward number one. Here's number five. Instrumentally yours, Bill Justice on tap, under the top 40 spotlights, front and center for Raunchy. 25 before the hour of 7 o'clock right now is, oh man, we roll on down the line, having more fun than Earth people here on the Top 40 show. Cordially yours, the refugee from the Lone Star State here, Gene Wheat on the inside, as we have the very great pleasure of doing every day between 4 and 7 o'clock. We call it the Top 40 show. We offer you the cream of the pop crop. Records number 40 right on down through number 1 chronologically every day on Miami's voice and choice in radio, the new WQAM.
Ever dreamed of going to faraway places, getting away from it all? Well, here's a golden opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to do just that, and it won't cost you a penny. Each week, the Eastern Shipping Corporation's big luxury liners, the SS Yarmouth and the SS Evangeline, leave Miami on a 10-day thrill-packed cruise to beautiful tropical islands of the Caribbean. Haiti, Jamaica, the Virgin Islands, the Dominican Republic, the Netherlands, West Indies, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. Or you can have a glamorous big four-day weekend in Havana and Nassau. Enter the easiest contest you ever heard of, and you have just as good a chance to win as anyone. In addition to these all-expense-paid cruises, there are other big prizes, including a brand-new 1958 Chevrolet. No coupons to clip, no box tops to save, and no puzzles to solve. Just guess how many free gallons of paint that Mary Carter Paint Factories gave away during 1956. That's all there is to it. Nothing to buy, just your guess. So hurry to your nearest Mary Carter paint store to enter this thrilling contest.
Right you are, Bob Kay, and don't you dare forget now to come along with us every day between 4 and 7 o'clock as we present right now the number 4 song of the day, Look Out Who's Back. It's Uncle Elvis and the Jordanaires. Hang on. Your boy Elvis Presley making our number 4 spot this week, and we'll see what happens to it come Saturday afternoon on the brand new Top 40 between 4 and 7 o'clock. Elvis there, and I beg of you. Weatherman says warmer tonight and tomorrow. Partly cloudy weather will be prevailing. The lowest tonight about 60 near the bay to 50 in the western suburbs. The high tomorrow will be 70 to 73 degrees. Also, we'll have gentle to moderate east to southeast winds, becoming fresh to occasionally strong southerly by tomorrow. You'd like to know something? We've received a report today from Washington that the total debt now owed by the Treasury Department of the United States totals $274,655,790,244.39. Would you like to contribute 39 cents? It certainly would help. Dick Venture, still the South's largest Oldsmobile dealer. Right now, 21 before 7 o'clock. You know what comes your way at 7 o'clock? I'll bet you if you heard a couple of chuckles, you would know for sure what was coming your way, huh? Wouldn't you? Well, it's the old Happy Show, Rhythm at Random, and we can put him back on the air tonight because he found his ID card. Didn't you, Jer? Oh, you didn't find your ID card. All right, we can't put him back on because we still don't know for sure whether or not he's Jerry Wichner or not, huh? Okay, this we know for sure. It's song number 3, Danny and the Juniors, and that's for you on our number 3 spot of the Top 40 show. Danny and the Juniors, formerly number 1, now number 3, titled At the Hop. Louis Fishkin, WQAM, secret word for today, Wednesday, February 5th, 1958. 62 degrees downtown Miami, a low tonight about 60 near the bay to about 50 in the western suburbs. And don't forget also, the Variety Club's annual show of shows featuring top performers from all fields of the entertainment world will take place Thursday evening, February 6th, at the Miami Beach Auditorium. A good friend, this gala four-hour show for the benefit of Variety Children's Hospital will feature an all-star cast from the leading hotels and nightclubs of the area. For example, George DeWitt of Name That Tune TV show, Jackie Heller, The Four Bits, Gloria DeHaven are just among the few that will appear. Now, tickets are on sale now at the Beach Auditorium or by phoning the Variety Club at Franklin 3-2181 for choice seats. And also appearing that night, playing a guitar And doing a little hip shaking in the background there, even doing a little flipping of the hair topside, will be Jerry Wichner. So don't forget to be on hand for that really big show, really big shoe, when Jerry Wichner comes forth for you on the Variety Club's show. All right? You got it there. 62 degrees in downtown Miami. We have number two. Number two song on Radio 1's Top 40 show, thanks to Jerry Lee Lewis and one titled Great Balls of Fire. Here's the weatherman's outlook for Miami and vicinity. It's going to be warmer tonight and tomorrow, low tonight, about 50 on the western suburbs to about 60 near the bay. High tomorrow between 70 and 73 degrees. Right now downtown under partly cloudy skies, the humidity 56%, our wind south 8 miles per hour, and currently 62 degrees right here in Miami. Before getting back down to our number one song of the day, let's take a couple of seconds out for a song we think and kind of looks forward to making the Top 40 show next week. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the four big boys from Boston, the Ames Brothers.
Hey!
There they are, the Ames Brothers and their brand spanking newest on RCA Victor Wax, titled simply Little Gypsy. Right now, the clock reading 12 before the hour of 7 p.m. Okay, my good friend, let's talk economy. You know, for only $1,699, you can have a four-door imported car delivered from Dwight Broman's European Motor Salon with no gimmicks attached. And you'll also save so much money on these imported cars that it's quite possible to make your payments out of the savings in gasoline alone. Now, Dwight Broman's European Motors has a large stock of MGs, Jaguars, Triumphs, Austin Healey's, and incidentally, the new MGs have just arrived by boat, a complete large shipment. Now, MG is the world's most popular sports car, and from Dwight Broman's, it's only $24.55 delivered to you. And if you want a family economy car, see the famous Hillman or the Morris Minor. One tank of gas will give you a month's worth of rides in the Austin. A complete service department and part stock is available at Dwight Broman's. They're open every day 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. and after church on Sunday with no parking problem. Take my advice, see Dwight, and be treated right. You know, good friend, also there's very little depreciation on these imported cars and low bank rate financing on all cars from European Motor Salon. See them all in one place. A complete selection of imported cars. That's Dwight Broman's European Motor Salon at 7th Avenue and Northwest 97th Street. Why not drop in tonight? They're open until 10 p.m., also open on Sunday after church. 62 degrees downtown Miami is back to the business at hand. We go down to the song we have this week at number one.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
WQAM is bringing you the thrilling saga, The Life and Legend of Why Burp.
The rustlers were taking 100 head of cattle across the plains. It looked as if nothing would stop them. And then, all of a sudden, they stopped dead in their tracks.
You see, it was time for the number one song of the week on WQAM. For our Top 40 show for this Wednesday, the 5th day of February, 1958, we hope you've had just about half as much fun as we have, because we've had a ball since 4 o'clock. Stick around now for Jerry Wichner getting underway with Put a Light in the Window. We'll see you tomorrow come 4 o'clock. Till then, cordially yours, Gene Weed, saying so long, everybody. Radio 1 Miami, the new WQAM. Survey proved Miami's voice and choice in radio.
You know, as far as Pepsi-Cola is concerned, you're the boss. When Pepsi discovered you preferred lighter food and drink, Pepsi was made to refresh without filling. And since you want Pepsi-Cola in a single drink size you get. It's now available in a special spiral bottle. For the light refreshment, say, Pepsi, please.
Downtown Miami, under partly cloudy skies, temperature 62 degrees.
Everybody cheering about.
Haven't you heard? Everybody's cheering about Pumpernick's Restaurant and Pantry.
Why, of course. The whole town's talking about Pumpernick's Restaurant and Pantry, 67th Street and Collins Avenue, Miami Beach. Among the world's most famous eating places, that's Pumpernick's in the heart of Miami Beach.
WQAM News.
The Herald front page from WQAM News Central, the eyes and ears of the world.
The Herald front page, 655 edition. This is Charlie Murdoch reporting for the car that outperforms all others in America, regardless of price, the all-new 1958 Big M Mercury. Miami's current temperature downtown, 61 degrees. Under partly cloudy skies, the weather forecast will follow this report of news. Miami. Circuit Court Judge George E. Holt handed down a ruling late this afternoon postponing the February 11th metro election for 90 days to allow the Supreme Court of Florida to decide on the constitutionality of the proposed metro amendment. Washington. The Navy has found the reason for the failure of its second Vanguard rocket early today. It blames the ill-fated launching on a faulty control system governing the first stage engine. The rocket split apart 1 minute after its launching at Cape Canaveral and plunged into the ocean. Miami. A bright sun warmed up Florida today, but even that wasn't entirely good news. Too fast to warm up after a freeze causes citrus fruit to deteriorate more than normal.
Fresh damage was done to citrus by the sub-freezing temperatures and heavy frost last night and early this morning. In addition, the icy blast dealt a knockout blow to the Florida vegetable crop and hurt tropical trees and flowers. The latest freeze added justification to claims that this is the worst winter for Florida farming in Florida's history. Tallahassee. Governor Collins said today his reports of the latest cold damage in Florida appear very bad. He pledged the state government to all possible aid to minimize damage and relieve distress. Collins says, I'm proud of the courageous, mature, and sensible way in which Floridians have reacted to the disasters of the most unusual winter season ever. Miami. Shortly after 1 this afternoon, the Coast Guard at Miami received a report from a private pilot who had flown over a life raft with two bodies and no signs of life. The location, about 18 to 20 miles northwest of the island of Bimini in the Bahamas. The Coast Guard has been searching that area all afternoon with excellent search conditions, but with no results. The plane just came in 15 minutes ago. The search will resume tomorrow morning. Miami Beach. Labor sources predicted today that William E. Maloney will step down shortly as president of the scandal-tainted Operating Engineers Union, and that Union Secretary-Treasurer Joseph Delaney will succeed him. Washington. The White House says that President Eisenhower has canceled plans to attend a breakfast prayer meeting tomorrow morning because of his bad cold. The meeting is sponsored by the International Council for Christian Leadership. Miami. Rob Roy, a 56-foot yawl out of Manhasset, New York, has pulled into a comfortable lead now in the Miami-Nassau yacht race. She's rounded Great Stirrup Cay and headed into the final run for Nassau Harbor. Rob Roy has a lead of about 45 minutes over Malabar 13th, sailed by Sam Zorovich of Miami. Palm Beach. Upsets were the order of the day as the first round of the 40th annual Palm Beach Women's Golf Championship opened today. Co-medalist Grace DeMoss was beaten by Dale Fleming, one up in 20 holes. Defending champion Barbara Romack Porter, Phil Virginia, one up on the 19th hole. Polly Riley, a three-time winner of Palm Beach, was beaten by Betty Kirby, 3-2. Lakeland. The forecast for Peninsula Florida for tonight and tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and rising temperatures, no frost danger tonight. Future temperature outlook, no frost danger through Saturday. Tallahassee. Attorney General Richard Irving held today that a person who testifies before a grand jury cannot disclose his testimony, even though he did not take a secrecy oath. The request for the ruling was received from Richard E. Gerstein, state attorney of Dade County. I'll be back with the weather outlook following Gene Weed's message for the Big M.
The only smart way to select a car is to compare them all. And when you do, you'll discover that you're way ahead in a Mercury. You'll find Mercury offers more power per pound than any other car in America. And you'll find Mercury offers more power per dollar. Compare the engines, model for model at every price range, and Mercury offers more power per dollar than any other car in its field. You get the most torque and the highest compression ratio for the money, too. It all adds up to top performance, and that includes Mercury's superb maneuverability, its amazing new ease of handling. Put all this into Mercury's clean line, modern styling, and you see that the Big M means the most for your money. Test drive the car that outperforms all others in America, regardless of price, at your Mercury dealers right now. You have to drive it to believe it. The big new 1958 Big M Mercury.
Here's a weather outlook for all of South Florida, including Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach vicinities. Warmer tonight and tomorrow. Partly cloudy weather tomorrow. Low tonight, about 60 near the bay. The 50 in the western suburbs of Miami. High tomorrow, 70 to 73. Gentle to moderate east to southeast winds. Now it's 61 in Miami. A fiction story is giving Westbrook Pegler trouble, and he asks help in finding a happy ending. For a rundown on some unusual characters, read Pegler in tomorrow's Herald.
WQAM News.
This has been the Herald Hourly News, brought to you by your Mercury dealer, who invites you to test drive the all-new 1958 Mercury. First news first, this has been Charlie Murdoch reporting from WQAM News Central. The next news, 7:55. And now, as a public service, WQAM presents the award-winning feature, Sound Off. Bob Stocklinger of Fort Lauderdale writes, stop signs have been switched about at Northwest 7th Avenue and 16th Street. Drivers are not aware of the change. They used to be old routine. State Road Department should do something about it. Send in your request to Sound Off, WQAM Miami.
Set your dial.
Keep in style.
Wear a smile.
All the while.
Listen to
WQAM
Miami.
There's thrills of plenty tonight when WTBJ's four-star movie presents The Invisible Man Returns, starring Sir Cedric Hardwick and Vincent Price.
a taut drama of mystery and suspense. If you're a thriller fan, you'll love The Invisible Man Returns, presented tonight on WTVJ's four-star movie at 11:25 on Channel 4. Remember, you always see more on Channel 4.
Downtown Miami, under partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees. Fly to Washington the money-saving way. Fly National's daily club coaches, non-stop night coaches, one-stop day coaches. Night coaches, only $39.80 plus tax. It's fast, comfortable, economical to fly to Washington on National, the airline of the stars. For reservations, see your travel agent or call Newton 3-3311. National, the airline of the stars.